This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The halt in the deadly and destructive war between Israel and Hamas will extend for 2 more days as more hostages and prisoners have been released. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The total number of Israeli captives released by Hamas has risen to 51. 150 Palestinians imprisoned by Israel have been freed. 11 Israeli women and children freed by Hamas entered Israel Monday night after more than 7 weeks in captivity in Gaza. Two helicopters ferried hostages to Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, 33 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel arrived early Tuesday in the West Bank town of Ramallah. The prisoners were greeted by loud cheers as their bus made its way through the streets. The deal for 2 additional days of ceasefire raised hopes for further extensions and exchanges, which also allow more aid into Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received photos of the White House and Pentagon taken by its recently launched spy satellite. That's what state media KCNA said Tuesday, coming a day after tense exchanges between Washington and Pyongyang during a UN Security Council meeting over the launch. Gabe Singer reports.
KCNA said the batch includes photos of the White House, Pentagon, and U.S. aircraft carriers. Seoul officials say the North's claims could not be confirmed as it has not released the photos. Contention over the satellite spilled over into a snap meeting of the UN Security Council a day earlier, which was called to convene after last week's launch, following dozens of ballistic missile tests over the past 20 months. It resulted in a rare, direct, public exchange between the U.S. and North Korea.
And an elevator carrying workers to the surface at a giant South African platinum mine plunges out of control, killing 11 and injuring 75, the mine's operator says. 20 people were killed and nearly 2,000 inmates escaped during a weekend attack on a military barracks, a prison, and other locations in Sierra Leone, officials are saying. Reuters' Almond Lee reports.
This woman says it was the first time she had heard a gunshot and that she hid under her bed. The government blamed the attacks on renegade soldiers, and this resident recalled encountering them.
Military vehicles approached us, and some of the officers said we should shout forcefully, "President Madabio must go." Some of us wanted to answer, and some refused to shout. We asked him for which reason we should say that, and he responded by asking if we had the ability to buy expensive bags of rice.
Let us come. Hours after the rampage, President Julius Maada Bio assured citizens calm had been restored and that the attackers would be held to account.
A Chilean startup is reinventing the wheel, almost literally, recycling used car tires into modern electric car batteries. Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
Across the globe, about 32 million tons of tires reach the end of their life each year. That's enough to entirely cover Washington, D.C. And the shift to electric vehicles, made heavier by their batteries, is only expected to increase that number. One Chilean startup says its process could help solve the problem. The company is called T-Fight, part of the privately funded Sustrend Laboratory. Its solution to the annual problem of what to do with more than a billion end-of-life tires? Recycle them into modern electric car batteries.
And in other world news headlines, Indian rescue teams lay the final section of exit pipe to reach 41 men trapped in a collapsed road tunnel for 17 days, raising hopes the end is in sight for the 17-day operation. The Philippine government and communist rebels say they have agreed to resume peace talks to end a decades-old insurgency. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will address Parliament about an escalating budget crisis triggered by a bombshell court ruling that his government breached constitutional debt limits. Australia will ban imports of disposable vapes from January 1st, the government says, in a crackdown quickly welcomed by doctors. And metro tickets will almost double in price during the Paris Olympics next year to help cover the cost of running urban transit. With 1 million more visitors in the capital during the Games, the Regional Transport Authority says. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.